attending now our closure event. I know that some of you are sad, but please do not be sad. Now, after this comes the second part of the Govardhan retreat. The second part is to apply whatever transcendental knowledge we have obtained. So we will not be separated from Giriraj, but we will take him home and into our specific service situations, life situations, and then have the second part of the Govardhan retreat. So in this little meeting, we will try to inspire you and encourage you for the second part of your Govardhan retreat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo Giriraj. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Ra, Jaya Giri Ra, Jaya Giri Ra, Jaya Giri Ra. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Hai Bo! Radhaya, Radha, Shama Sundara, Radha, Shama Sundara, Radha, Shama Sundara, Radhe. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara, Radha, Shama Sundara, Radha, Shama Sundara, Radhe.
So Hare Krishna, our Raj Bihari Prabhu will guide us through this evening, not evening, morning. This time it goes very fast.
Evening of our retreat.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So first we'd like to
trying to present to all of you during this 1 week, and I would like to also give you a little message which you can hopefully apply in your regular life. So Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kauravani Pacharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Askachyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The sincere desire in presenting this 64 qualities to you was to make you, to make all of us, including myself, more aware of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. There's one important word for those who wish to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. And it is absorption. By absorption, we can enter deeply into Krishna consciousness. Srila Jiva Goswami gives an interesting example for absorption. He speaks of a piece of cloth which is one color, let us assume white. When this cloth is put into another color, let us assume deep blue, then the cloth will absorb this color. That is, that it will stop being or appearing white, it will be actually dark blue. So, in Krishna consciousness, we really want to do the same thing as a dyer wishes to do with his cloth. We wish to absorb our minds so much in Krishna that we become Krishna conscious, or to use a word which Srila Prabhupada used, that we become Krishnarized. The aim of our sadhana is really to remember Krishna, smatavya satatam Vishnu, Vismatavyo nayatuchit, and not forget Krishna. That is all. We are a school of absorption. This is our aim. Now, when you want to absorb yourself into, in this case, Krishna, you start with a name and you continue with the name. You absorb yourself in the holy name, but then as you wish to go deeper, you absorb yourself also in Krishna's qualities. If I, for instance, think of little Satya, who I believe has captured all of our attention at one stage or another at the seminar, I will think of her way of dancing, I will think of her smile. I personally think that every morning she greets me with a traditional German handshake, shakes my hand. And these are all qualities through which a personality becomes revealed to us. So in the same way, Lord Krishna, if we want to remember Lord Krishna or become absorbed in Krishna, we need to think of his qualities really. Now, Sri Krishna displays a maximum amount of his qualities to the maximum depths here in the sacred land of Vrindavan. And you will be very pleased to hear that Krishna displays his qualities every day here at Govardhan. This part of Giriraj, starting from Manasa Ganga up to Puchery, where we went yesterday and had these beautiful bhajans at the Rasa Stali. This area is visited every day by Lord Krishna. Krishna doesn't come to with Balaram and his cowherd boyfriends, and he meets Srimati Radharani in a cave which some of you visited yesterday. That's the remnant of the cave. The original cave is with nice lamps and so on. So every day Krishna is in this area. Krishna is not every day in Bandiravan. Krishna is not every day in Lohavan or the other areas in Vrindavan. He's every day here. And we felt that talking here about Lord Krishna and his wonderful qualities will hopefully bring Krishna, will absorb our mind more. I want to sincerely request all of you to do what many of the devotees who come to these retreats do. Make a picture in your heart of Giriraj. Then sometimes as you dream or sleep, or even if, as you are awake in the Western world, you will remember Giriraj looking so nicely, attracting your fascination with his mystic call, come, come closer to me. And it will help you to absorb Krishna consciousness in your life. Please also do not be sad that you leave Giriraj's side, but make a plan, a concrete plan, which can help you to become absorbed in Krishna and his qualities during your stay in the West, or some of you are from India, and so on. One of you, I believe, comes from Assam, maybe you. Yes, you should make a plan what you can do in order to remain absorbed and do the main project of your life, to color your consciousness deep blue, to color it Krishna consciousness. This is very important. You must make a plan. Don't just leave it up to automatic events which happen in your life. And please talk to everyone you meet about the Giriraj retreat. We want to give this facility to other devotees as well who feel a need to absorb their consciousness and color their minds deep blue. Yes. I'm just looking. I would like to end my little retreat presentation with a meditation from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which you have already heard. But I think now you will be more ready to do the meditation. Please sit properly. please do a few deep exhalations and inhalations. And look towards Giriraj. Close your eyes. And now try to see from Sanatana Goswami's writing the different scenes which will unfold. Sometimes Krishna hides himself outside a corner of a gopi's house. He attracts the gopi's attention by making curious sounds. She quickly rises from bed, carefully avoiding noise. Outside she meets Krishna. "Oh, it's you!" and pleases him. During the day, Krishna arranges a soft resting place with leaves and flowers in a grove selected for a meeting on the bank of the Yamuna. Krishna hears the sound of falling leaves, signaling that his beloved has arrived. He turns his face towards the path outside the grove by which a gopi, on the pretext of fetching water from the Yamuna, has come. Sometimes at dusk, several gopis become intoxicated by hearing Krishna calling them with the sound of his flute. They run towards him hastily. Their garments, hair, and ornaments are in disarray. But when they meet him, he tries to turn them back with proud, deceptive words that cast them into despair. After they helplessly beg him to change his mind, he acquiesces, giving up his pretense. And when they realize that he was only joking with them, they become filled with joy, grab hold of the end of his yellow dhoti, and pull him into a nearby secluded grove. And now we will get you into another mood. "Oh, the thief Krishna, the son of Yashoda, has entered the house to steal the fresh butter. Grab him, keep him away." Hearing this mannequin words spoken by the elderly gopi Jarati, Krishna immediately prepares to leave the house. The devotee to whom this transcendental pastime is revealed laughs in ecstasy. But suddenly he can no longer see Krishna. He then cries in great lamentation, "Oh, I have achieved the greatest fortune in the world, and now it has suddenly slipped from my hands." Thus the devotee cries loudly, "Oh my Lord, where are you? Give me your answer." The Lord then answers, "My dear devotee, I heard your loud complaint, and so I have come again before you." Upon seeing Lord Krishna again, the devotees begin to sing, "Today my life has become perfect." Thus overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, he begins to dance like a madman. Hare Krishna. So when you are ready, you can please open your eyes again. One day we should come to the stage of chanting where Lord Krishna and his qualities and his pastimes become automatically revealed. And this little presentation was meant to smear your Krishna, to get you looking into a spiritual direction, into the direction of Lord Krishna. I want to thank you very, very much for giving me the opportunity to address all of you at the Giriraj retreat. I hope to see many of you back next year, and I will now close by saying what I have learned from Bhurijan Prabhu. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai!
Louder.
Yeah. Oh, me or they?
You.
Oh, I was not perfect. Okay. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai! Better?
Oh, it was great.
Thank you. Yes.